DHI Innovation Award Project, Automating CMS Quality Measure Curation. The team includes Kara O'Brien, MD, who is the principal investigator, Will Ratliff, MBA, Bradley Hinsey, PhD, Dustin Tart, BSN, Katie Dunn, BSN, Melanie Lockamy, BSN, Cindy Corcoran, Tom Ely, MHO, Mark Sendak, MD, MPP, Suresh Balu, MS, MBA. Let's start with the problem. Duke Health must review sepsis cases for SEP1 public reporting to Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which requires significant manual labor from clinicians. SEP1 stands for Severe Sepsis and Septic Shock Management Bundle. Unfortunately, due to current staffing constraints, individual sepsis case reviews are performed by an external practice management consultancy at a substantial cost to Duke Health. Every year, we estimate that SEP1 case reviews cost Duke Health over $75,000 when external consultant costs are combined with manual effort performed by Duke Health expert clinicians. Like other large health systems, Duke only reports a small subset, less than 20%, of its monthly qualifying cases for sepsis bundle treatment compliance. There is a 2-month delay in dissemination of the details of this subset of cases due to the time requirement for manual review. In 2023, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced that starting in 2025, Medicare will begin to reimburse health systems for sepsis cases based on SEP1 bundle performance. Without comprehensive, salient reporting on all eligible bundle cases, Duke Health cannot effectively drive quality improvement on bundle performance. Automated data collection for reporting and quality improvement is essential to reduce reporting costs and sustain high performance on the SEP1 bundle compliance. Now, what's the solution? To address this gap, Duke University's Department of Medicine, the Duke University Health System Quality Office, and the Duke Institute for Health Innovation, called DHI, formed a transdisciplinary team to automatically curate all relevant SEP1 case reviews for external reporting and internal quality improvement. Our goal is to reduce the manual effort and cost of reporting to Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, while also providing full visibility into all relevant data points for all eligible patients in order to improve and sustain each of Duke Health's 3 hospitals' SEP1 bundle compliance. We use data collected from all inpatient encounters at 3 Duke University Health System hospitals from January 1, 2017 to yesterday, greater than 500,000 total encounters. We excluded patients under 18 years old at the time of admission. On the day after discharge, an encounter and all associated data are added to the dashboard if the patient met at least 1 of 3 criteria during their hospitalization. Either 1. Met the real-time Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services criteria for severe sepsis. 2. Had an International Classification of Diseases diagnosis code for sepsis documented for the encounter.
Or
3. Met the Center for Disease Control and Prevention retrospective adult sepsis event definition for sepsis. The union of these 3 eligibility criteria is meant to provide the most comprehensive encounter cohort possible. The dashboard can then be used to filter as needed for various use cases.
Impact.
We went live with the Duke Health SEP1 bundle dashboard in February 2024. In June, as part of our Sepsis Watch Go Live at Duke Regional Hospital, we began utilizing the sepsis bundle compliance data to drive quality improvement on the sepsis bundle by department, overseen by the Duke Regional Hospital Sepsis Governance Committee. Our next steps are to complete the validation of the data for automated reporting to Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and the integration of the dashboard and its data into sepsis quality improvement work across Duke Health System. We aim to evaluate the solution's potential to identify and improve bundle compliance overall, at the department level and at the physician level. We also plan to measure the impact on subsequent clinical outcomes, such as length of stay, intensive care unit requirement, in-hospital mortality, and readmission rate. Next steps. We are working with the Duke Quality Office to finalize the content for semi-automated reporting to Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, with the goal of reducing the thousands spent per year in reporting costs.